I got involved with Iditarod when I was about 5. My mom was a volunteer for years, so she would bring me down when I was little and have me. I was a super duper pooper scooper in my first years. And then after that, every year I'd be upgrading a little, getting in, more involved and checking fires and making sure that the mushers are comfortable as they can be. But yeah, it was my mom's the one that got me into all of it. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because I just love to help out most I can. I just love seeing all these dogs and the much work that the mushers put through. I like to see them try to relax once they're staying here. Do the best we can to make them more comfortable and eat as much pies as they can while they're here. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was on night shift. Me and my friend, my stepbrother, were messing around the fires and end up with a bottle of heat, and I sprayed his leg without him knowing, and then I grabbed a stick and caught him on fire, and it's pretty dangerous, but I helped him put it out. He had to jump over the bank in the snow, and it was pretty fun, but dangerous, but fun, just stupid kid stuff. I know for sure in life is you always got to expect the unexpected. There's always going to be a different change. Something's going to come up. It's got to keep working. It's never ending. It's always something to do. We'll try to look forward and be positive. And try to help out, be respectful. And, yeah, live life to the fullest.